To an episode of Kentucky Football and Basketball Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
And this is our last game.
Yeah.
The last game of the season. It's been a pretty disappointing season, but people also need to understand in a 10-game SEC schedule, we're 4-6. In a regular year schedule, we're probably, 7-3 right now? Something like that?
Yeah, 7-3.
No, well, not 7-3. It'd be like 8-3 or 7-4, something like that, going for our 8th win.
Yeah, extra games, yeah.
So people get mad about the 4-6, and rightfully so. I'm also mad about it. I think the team has totally underachieved. I think there's been a lot of issues in the locker room, a lot of issues. If you've seen it, you just keep seeing stuff, guys coming out and saying stuff about the coaches and other players. I've never seen that before since Stoops has been here. I've seen other teams, bad teams. And of course, I understand that when you're losing, a lot of that stuff happens. People start pointing fingers.
Yeah, people are pointing fingers. And these kids are also, they're trying to keep them in a bubble almost. They're not going out and seeing people. They're all stuck together as a team.
Yeah, so it's true, too.
When you keep families in like that, they start to argue more.
Yeah, it's been a really, really weird year, obviously, with everything going on. But then to have all this happen and be 4-6, it's disappointing because this is probably the most talented team he's ever had. But I always look back to those old Steelers teams that were so good. They just had a lot of talent, but never really won anything.
Yeah.
And the problem was they just had a bunch of guys that had problems in the locker room with others. I think Calvin Joseph's been great. Obviously that was the big news this week was he's opting out. But you can see as he opted out, Coach Stoops was basically saying he wanted to stay on the sidelines but not play anymore, and Stoops told him he's not going to do that. So
yeah, if you're going to be there, you're going to play.
Yeah, that's a mutual thing, and I think he's had issues in the locker room. I don't know any of this stuff. I just view stuff what players talk about on their social media sites.
Try to figure it out. Yeah.
But he obviously called out the kickers early in the season. He's a guy that I just don't understand. We lose by 60 points and he's celebrating his performance. And I understand that he individually had a good performance, but it's more so about the team.
Right.
And it just shows you that he didn't really care about, I wouldn't say he didn't care about his team, but he didn't really, he was here to get to the NFL, get to the league.
Right.
I'm sure he wanted to win, but at the same time, it was more about, I need to get film so I can go to the NFL. He was solid this year. I thought he did a pretty good job. I mean, he had a couple bad games, but overall.
So check the Auburn Ole Miss game. I mean, he had a pretty decent year.
Yeah, it's pretty much where I'm at with it too. So I just don't know where to go at from here, but I definitely think the first thing that needs to be done is they need to move on from Eddie Grant and get a new offense coordinator.
I agree. At the very least, get rid of a Henshaw, dude.
Henshaw
has underperformed with some great talents.
I understand I understand everything that went on last year, and obviously we went to straight run style, and it kind of hurt our wide receiver play, and it's hurt a lot of guys. Obviously, even our quarterback play development, and I think the quarterback development has been an issue since Stoops has been here, and Henshaw's been here what 5 or 6 years now, and still no development of quarterback. But I think a lot of that has to do with the development of the wide receiver spot, which we haven't. And I'm not disrespecting the guy, the core that we have now. We might have some good guys there. We might have guys that end up being really good. But the core right now, and that had a lot to do with the last year's team where we didn't throw the ball, but the development of them. But the core we have now is nowhere near the core that Steven Johnson had back in the day.
No, nowhere near.
I mean, Johnson had Bidette. He had Johnson.
Juice, he had Baker. Dorian Baker was a great receiver.
Yeah, Dorian Baker. He had Bouvier.
He had CJ Conrad. He also had
Walker. He had Charles Walker. Yeah. He's all wide receivers that Steven Johnson had, and everyone says, "Well, Steven Johnson threw for 2,000 yards." Well, Steven Johnson probably wasn't as good of a quarterback as Wilson is, but Steven Johnson had a lot more to throw to.
Yeah, I feel like he made better decisions.
Yeah, he made better decisions. He seemed like he may have been more of a leader, but But the throw Wilson on the bus all the time because of his fault and just that. But wide receivers have dropped a lot of balls this year.
Oh yeah.
And the offense, obviously the play calling's been pretty terrible. I mean, we have a really good Upshaw's a really good tight end. We're underutilizing him.
And yeah, no kid.
You saw another team leader, Bohanna, say that on Twitter. Yet another player calling out coaches.
Yeah.
Calling out, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? Again, it shows you that the locker room is divided a little bit.
And I've always kind of thought Bohanna is kind of one of those leaders on defense too. So,
yeah, I mean, he's a silent leader too. I mean, he's not one that spoke out a bunch.
No, but he's always been a leader with just a solid play and work.
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the best to come through here as far as that goes, defense lineman goes. Yeah. And you know, we're gonna celebrate him today, tonight with senior night. Yeah. And a lot of these guys, the seniors, do deserve the celebration. I mean, they're still part of the greatest team Kentucky's ever had, or greatest team Kentucky's had since the 70s. And so the seniors, they've done a lot, especially the offensive linemen and the defensive line that we're going to see go tonight. And it's been kind of a roller coaster career for them because they went from a lot of these guys were sophomores. Unless you're Phil Hoskins, who's been a senior for 4 years. a lot of these guys have been, you know, they've seen the best of Kentucky. And all of them, I will tell you this, in all 4 years, they have all went to bowl games.
Yep.
Even Phil Hoskins, I think his entire time they've been in bowl games.
Yeah. Yeah, this year might be different, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And they'll be in a bowl game.
This team would have been gone to a bowl game if it was a normal season.
Yeah, and they should absolutely accept the bowl game. It's not so much about the bowl game itself. It's not so much for the senior stuff. It's that extra month of practice that helps out a lot.
Oh, yeah. It helps out a ton.
Especially if we decide to move on from offensive coordinator after today to kind of get guys going in a different direction. But to get back on point, I just think the year's been kind of weird. And I don't know where to go from here. I think the program is still pretty stable from the standpoint of I think we have a lot of talented guys.
Yeah. I think we'll bounce back. Yeah. The offensive coordinator is going to utilize Bo Allen's potential.
Yeah. I think moving forward, they probably need to go with Bo Allen. I don't think a lot of this is not on Wilson because of the lack of development of wide receiver. I think a lot of it has to do with the wide receiver play has been horrible. If you gave Wilson just Bidette and Juice, just give him Bidette and Walker, or Charles Walker,
yeah, or Juice and Baker,
Juice Baker and Ali, he would have been great. I mean, hell, he even had Lynn Bowden his last year, Steven Johnson,
right,
his first year.
Yeah. Lynn's first year. Yeah.
So that's one thing that people. You know, get upset and stuff about the play call and stuff, but we just have not had the wide receivers to come here, and it comes back to
play calling.
Play calling, and guys still want to come here.
Why would you come to a school that doesn't throw the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you come to school that's not going to utilize your talents? And that's right. What it comes down to. And you know, we're not going to hammer more on that. It's just what it is. Today they need to get a win because it's senior night, and South Carolina's a winnable game. Obviously a team that I called it at the beginning of the season. I said that Muschamp would no longer be coaching. He is no longer coaching. So
yep, he called it.
And I'm not really proud of that. I hate seeing a guy lose his job, especially a guy that I don't really mind.
I kind of respect Muschamp.
So, but like I said, man, you got to win this game.
Oh yeah. Absolutely must win.
And it's more so for the seniors and kind of end what you started, almost, if you want to put it that way.
And just finish on a strong note, you know. Just, I know it's been kind of a rough year, but just to finish strong.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. Finish strong.
And that momentum will help carry over to next year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's what they need to do. I mean, South Carolina, they got let me get over to this. They're giving up 35 points on defense. All right. That's huge for Kentucky. Kentucky should be able to score on them. And they're only scoring 24 points a game. So,
yeah, so we, on paper, we should beat them, but this team has proven time after time that it doesn't matter who we're playing, there's going to be a close game.
Probably. You're probably right. I mean, that's the problem, man, is Kentucky doesn't know how to put guys away.
Yeah.
And our teams are supposed to beat, this whole year has been teams are supposed to beat. They let them hang around or they don't bury them. The only team they buried all year is really Tennessee. Yeah. Really the only team that I could think of they buried. I mean, I guess Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, yeah.
But even Mississippi State was kind of hanging around until about the fourth quarter.
Yeah, because offense really can't do anything.
Yeah, so I just don't know, man. It's you know, I want to say that UK is going to blow them out because you'd like to see that in the last game because South Carolina pretty much – I mean, Kentucky's 11.5-point favorite, which I just think is so high.
Oh, that's a lot of points, yeah. That's a lot of points I don't think we cover.
Yeah, and it looks like South Carolina went to Luke Doty now, so at the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, they still have a decent – I mean, the let's see here. I mean, they just don't – they're just not very good offensively, South Carolina, and they haven't been very good defensively. I mean, it's a team that you would see that we should blow out.
I know, but what I'm worried is this is two teams that just want the season to be over.
Well, I think South Carolina does because they've lost their head coach and stuff. I don't think Kentucky so much. Kentucky's still playing for their seniors and stuff, but I think the season they're tired of what all's went on this season, and I don't blame them. And it's been headache after headache. And I still think this is the most talented team he's had. Probably the most talented team that's probably ever been at UK as far as top to bottom. I mean, you had a whole offensive line coming back, barely utilized. You had running backs get hurt. You had running back. I mean, Smoke was out for 3 weeks. And then Rodriguez has been out the last 3 weeks. You said it had any consistent play there. Obviously, we all know what the quarterback situation, the disaster there. The wide receivers never came around. Ali's been pretty decent.
Ali's the only one that really stepped up.
And Upshaw. I mean, that's the two. Upshaw's probably been the bright point of the offense. And hopefully he comes back next year.
Yeah, we underutilized the best offensive line in the country.
Yeah, pretty much all year. But with that said, I mean, they have not – that's why Eddie Grant's got to go because they have not utilized their tools. And I like Eddie Grant. He seems like a decent guy. Guys seem to like him. But at the end of the day, you got to keep your recruits. And you got to tell your recruits something. If you come to your recruits next year or at the end of this year and say, we're going to keep with Eddie Grant, we're going to change our offense, there's no way they're sticking around. No way.
No. No.
The recruits are not going to believe you because they said that stuff this year.
I know.
And that's the problem. And that's why I don't know who you go with after that. I know I've heard some names floating around. But Joe Morehouse or Moorhead or whatever his name is, Morehouse.
I really haven't even started looking at it yet. I really think we just get rid of Henshaw. I have a feeling there's no rhyme or reason to it because Grant has done a really good job with our running backs. He's a running backs coach. He's done a great job there. I can see Stoops using that as a silver lining and keeping him and getting rid of Henshaw.
I think that would be a disappointment. I think that would lose recruits.
I'm right there with you on it.
I understand Stoops. He's a loyal guy, and as he should be, that's what, you know, he's always been like that. But when it comes to making hard decisions, your offense has not been better than, I think with Steven Johnson, they were like in the 80s or something like that. But that's the top you've been.
Yeah.
You've been here five or six years, and that's very, 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 very poor. And today's standards. So you can't. You know, you need defense, but you can't win without having some sort of an offense. It's just a heartbeat, you know.
Yeah.
So, I just think you can't go in the next season with Eddie Grant as your offensive coordinator. Excuse me, he's your offensive coordinator. No way.
Yep, I agree with you, but I'm just telling you, I just had that feeling that he's going.
Yeah, he could be right. I mean, Henshaw's going to take the axe because of his quarterbacks have not.
And just my opinion, Henshaw's gone.
And he should be. I mean, he's underperforming.
He has underperformed everywhere.
Yes.
The only saving grace, like I said, for Eddie, he's our running backs coach. Our running backs under him have been phenomenal.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. And he's got one in the NFL right now. So yeah, he'll have three more. Well, two more at least. I don't know about AJ Rose, but two more.
Yeah, Smoke. I think Smoke is the NFL, and so is Rodriguez.
Yeah. So I don't know. So all right. So give me a. Give me what your score is going to be today. Since South Carolina, they pretty much, I'm trying to find anything in their stats that's decent. I mean, they run the ball decently. They run it four, they get 4.5 yards per carry. They're averaged about 153 yards on the ground. Their passing still better than ours, of course, 196 oh, yards a year, seven touchdowns, but they've given up a lot in there. They've given up a lot of, they've given up 21 touchdowns in there. I mean, their offense is better than ours, but their defense is way worse than ours.
Yeah. I think today's going to be a 28-24 kind of game.
No, that close.
Oh, yeah. There's no way we cover the 11.
Yeah, I don't even know. If you can get to 28. I don't know. Their defense is pretty bad, but
yeah, their defense is bad. Going to be. I think Bohan has a big game senior night. At least I hope he does. He's earned it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go with Terry, man. Hopefully Terry can at least finish on a good note.
Right. I hope so too. I hope Boogie does too. I hope Boogie gets a couple sacks.
Be a running back.
Yeah. I think. I'll go 21-2. I'll go with you on the low score, man. Probably like 21-17, Kentucky. And I agree with you. I think Boogie's gonna have a big night. I bet you UK probably has 3 sacks tonight. I think 2 of the 3 will be from him. And so I'll take Boogie on defense, and then I will take on the offense side. I'll go with Terry, man, because it's his senior year.
I just want the kid to go out right.
Yeah, he deserves it, man. I understand his record and stuff, and I understand it's kind of gotten shitty here the last couple of years, but same time, man.
But he's earned his place in Kentucky lore. I mean, he's won at Florida, at Tennessee, at Louisville.
It should not be ignored. And I understand that people can argue all day long saying, well, it's not really him. That Florida game 2 years ago was all him. Yeah. It was mostly him. Josh Allen. Obviously, Josh Allen had a lot to do with that Florida game. But I will say that his throwing ability against Florida was the reason we were able to win. But it seemed like last week with Florida, man, it was exact same thing that happened with Alabama. It was just like we came out hot, and then second half, no adjustments, and we lose.
Yeah, that's the other thing about this team. There have been no halftime adjustments. Terrible. And it's always been like that under Stoops.
Yeah, that's – I don't understand.
For what reason it cannot make a good halftime adjustments?
I don't understand it. It's something that – another thing that you shake your head about with Eddie Grant and his offense. I mean, that's – he's the head coach of the offense. So, you know, that's you, man. That's all you. People keep saying, well, Stoops is telling – Stoops has not been on this offense for like 4 years.
Dave Grant. Control of the offense.
This is straight Grant. Now I understand the argument when he gets up big, Stoops wants to run the ball, take their whatever. Lots of coaches do that. But same time, this offense this year, we haven't been in a position where Stoops has picked their out. Maybe against Tennessee, but overall, we have not been up. This is all Grant, man. This is Grant. This is on him. And he's going to have to eat. He's even eating it. He's eating it in the press conferences. He says it's on him. So
yeah,
you know. All right, well, moving on to another miserable.
I forgot we were going to do that.
Yeah, another miserable team. Our miserable team right now, I think they'll be fine, is the basketball team. We are 1-2.
I mean, do they, like, practice shooting threes with, like, something covering the rim so that they can't make it at practice? Like, I don't understand how teams so bad at shooting threes. They're terrible.
Like Kentucky – This is another issue with another Kentucky team is, like I said, there's no one better for Cal. I will always say that. I will say that because Cal knows how to run a program like Kentucky and deal with all the pressures of Kentucky.
Right.
All right. So I don't think as of right now you get a better coach than him. Maybe they get the right guy out there at Villanova and stuff, but no one is better than Cal right now for Kentucky that I can see. That we can get, I guess, I should say.
Right. No, I agree with you.
So when I say this, I'm not picking on Cal or criticizing Cal, but yet I am same time. So I'm not saying just because I think Cal's not earning his paycheck doesn't mean I don't think he still doesn't need to be the coach of Kentucky. He absolutely does need to be a coach. Right. Kentucky. So what I'm saying is Cal in a day and age that three pointers has literally taken over little leagues, high schools, colleges, NBA. How the hell can you not have an offense that shoots up and makes threes. And how can you not recruit shooters? Right. The reason big guys don't want to come to Kentucky anymore is because we don't shoot. We let our big guys shoot threes. Yeah. I understand last year we had guys that shot it more, but big guys want to be able to stretch floor. That's the way the big guys are now.
Yeah, that's the way the NBA team play. If you want to be successful in the NBA, you have to shoot a three.
Kentucky needs to be shooting more threes. They need to get more shooters. They obviously, in today's day and age, if you have a team that is dreadful from a three, 9% shooting from a three, you're not going to win.
No, you're not. It's just that simple.
Because if you look like a team, the best example, in my opinion, on a team that runs a more modern style offense is Baylor. You're throwing up 25-plus threes a game. You're making 44-55% of those threes.
Yeah.
That's a modern style. That's the NBA style. That is the more modern style. That's what kids want to play in. Kids don't want to play in an offense that's pick and roll and stay your ass on the block and, dude, that's all you do all day long.
Yeah, I mean, they're teaching kids now at young ages to shoot the three ball like they were teaching them to shoot free throws. Remember when we were growing up, it was all about, you know, free throw shooting.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're teaching kids to shoot, you know, to practice with their threes like they practice our free throws.
Offenses now are running offenses where you're shooting 20 to 30. People may not like that. People may not like that. I understand. I don't really like that too much. I like the old style of basketball with the big guy down low and stuff like that. I like that too, but the game has changed.
It's just not successful anymore.
And Cal has not changed with this offense. He's been running the same offense the last 4 years. He's pick and roll stuff now. Cal will tell you.
He's actually, in my opinion, he's kind of pulling Patino. Patino kind of let the game get past him.
Yeah, he did.
I think Cal's kind of doing the same thing.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good point. Yeah, I think so too. And now, granted, Cal will sit here and say, and we all know this, Cal doesn't really teach his offense until Coach Cal or Camp Cal.
Right.
But that will say this team is very good defensively. It's probably better than we've had probably in 3 or 4 years.
The potential of this team is through the roof.
They can run the court. They have a lot of talent, and it's early. It's a lot harder. We're playing a lot harder teams early than we have been before. So you also got to put that into consideration too. Kentucky win a lot of games.
You know, this team's so talented. Just give me 8 threes a game. That's all we need from this team.
Yeah.
That's not asking a whole lot in this day and age.
These teams nowadays, like back when Cousins and even up to Anthony Davis's years, were length defensively, stuff like that. That's what won games. Now it's how can you shoot? Like you're going to win a lot of games. Kentucky will still win a lot of games by shooting baskets and getting rebounds, getting second chances, doing a lot. You'll win a lot of games doing that. You will.
Right.
But you're going to run into a team like a Baylor or whoever else, not even just Baylor, but Baylor's just one, so I'm out right now. You're running to a team that shoots 44% from three, and you're going to lose.
Oh, absolutely.
You're going to lose because you can't shoot the ball. You get second chance all you want, but three is still more than two. And that's what it comes down to. He has not changed his offense, and that's why the big guys have not come to Kentucky. I'm sorry. That's the biggest thing. Big guys want to shoot threes now. He's not letting his big guys really shoot threes. Now, he let E.J. Montgomery do it more than probably anyone prior to him. I think he let Richard shoot a couple.
Because if you remember, Karl-Anthony Towns, he yelled at him for a week straight for shooting a three in a game one time.
That's what I'm saying. And that's a guy that would shoot threes, and he could make threes.
Exactly.
You know, the big guy that can make threes.
I think the three he yelled at him for shooting, he made.
I mean, the other ones, like Trey Lyles, that's another one that could shoot, and then
they just didn't let him.
That's the thing, man. He's got to be able to – his offense is boring, man. He's picking rolls and all this crap. It's just not working anymore. And he's got to be able to adjust. And hopefully he will. I mean, he's adjusted his defense. His defense definitely got better this year.
Yeah.
And they're definitely talented. The guys are talented. It's still early. I don't get too caught up with this stuff until about SEC play. But I mean, you better start winning here. You got Georgia Tech this weekend, which now it's like a 50-50 chance we win or lose. And then you got a really tough stretch with Louisville, UCLA,
Texas.
We got a really brutal stretch coming up here. I don't know if it's Texas yet. Texas is in the middle of January.
Is it in the middle of January?
Well, yeah, we got Detroit Mercy now in between us. That's going to help
out
too.
That's right. Yeah.
You got pretty much. You got Detroit Mercy. You got UCLA. You got tomorrow you should have Georgia Tech. Yeah, you got Louisville.
Here we go. We got Georgia Tech, Notre Dame, Detroit,
yeah,
UCLA,
Notre Dame.
Louisville. Yeah, then we start conference play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a tough stretch.
Tough stretch, dude.
Yeah, I mean Notre Dame's a 50-50 game. I mean, they're coached well. They can shoot a lot of threes. Another one that can shoot a lot of threes. That's what I'm saying. Like Kentucky, they better get better at shooting, because if they don't, I cannot believe in this day and age that you have no shooters.
We didn't make a single three.
I mean,
That's two Calipari teams in 2 years, or both back to back years. We had a game where we didn't make a three, because I don't think we made one last year. We had a game where we didn't make one.
It blows my mind, man.
Yeah.
It blows my mind in this day and age that you don't have shooters. I just don't understand it. I don't. Yeah. We'll see. Like I said, defensively better, offensively dreadful. Yeah. And it's like common themes for Kentucky this year, their sports teams.
I think Eddie Grant's calling the plays on offense for his
basketball. No kidding.
Just run the ball.
I do think Kentucky basketball will straighten itself out. I don't see Kentucky going down and not, you know, being in the conference all of a sudden 10 and 12, or, you know, it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen because Cal's too good of a coach and they're too talented.
I have a feeling he'll make adjustments.
He'll make adjustments and stuff. I mean, like I said, Cal's the best coach Kentucky could have as of right now that are available. And I wouldn't want another coach right now, even though I think Cal does. I'm tired of the salesman shit that he does. Like he's a straight salesman now when it comes to his teams. And it's like, I get it. Your record and all that stuff, resume, you know, speaks for itself, but dude, right. I'm tired of you selling the teams. Just win. We want to win.
Yeah.
And I think after this year, if they go Sweet 16, don't make it or whatever, they don't make it to at least Elite Eight. He's going to have some heat, man. He's going to have some serious heat on him.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And I think that's, I mean, how much success he's had, he hasn't had it lately, and it always comes back to what have you done for me lately?
And
he hasn't done much for anyone for Kentucky basketball lately, as far as getting the Final Fours and stuff like that. And finally this year, he has top 10 recruits, and you're expecting them to be a little bit better than they are. But it's early, still early.
Yep,
it's early. No panic mode here for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried about basketball at all.
And very well could have bounced the other way and beat Kansas with how shitty we shot. And that's something to say about that too. So, but anyways, tonight's all about seniors, and congratulations on graduating, and congratulations on being very successful. And this program is in debt to you. I don't care what anyone says. People are talking all kinds of shit about Kentucky football right now, and whatever. F those guys, because I've been here. Mike's been here since the beginning, since everything, since like how Mummy and all that other Curry, all those other people, and we know how bad Kentucky football has always been, and just to have to be competitive.
Nice to weed out the 2018 fans now.
yeah, no kidding. That's that. Yeah, weed out those guys, and you know, we appreciate what they've done, and realize that in a regular year we'd be 8-4, and people would still be like, "Oh, 8-4, not bad." So, trust me, Kentucky football is still way better than they've ever been, and there's no need to. There's a couple adjustments on offense, and not really customer adjustments. This redoing the offense would be fine, and I think Kentucky football is still moving forward with their talent wise, but this year's got you questioning, and you know, it's probably good for Stoops to have a little heat on him. So maybe he'll do.
Keeps him honest, even though he has the world's greatest football contract, coaching contract.
He does. He really does. He really does.
his age.
Yeah, no kidding with that contract. That's why he'll never leave. But anyways, all right. Well, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Go Cats.